This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The election campaigning for the second and final phase of the Bihar Assembly elections has peaked. Today, apart from the NDA and the Mahagathbandhan, leaders of other contesting parties also addressed several election rallies. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed public meetings in Aurangabad and Bhabua in support of NDA candidates. Addressing a rally in Aurangabad, Mr. Modi said that NDA will make Bihar developed. He said that Bihar has faith in NDA's honest manifesto. He alleged that Congress and RJD only practice politics of abuses and slander.
RJD Congress ne Bihar ke yuvaon ko bhramit karne ki bahut koshish ki. लेकिन उनकी सारी प्लानिंग फेल हो गई. इसका एक बहुत बड़ा कारण है बिहार का जागरूक नौजवान. बिहार का नौजवान ये देख रहा है कि आरजेडी कांग्रेस वालों के इरादे क्या है.
Another senior party leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that a ministry will be established to make Bihar flood-free if NDA is voted to power. On the other hand, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi addressed a public rally in Amarpur. He said that this election is about the future of Bihar. Mr. Gandhi urged voters to choose a government that works for them and stands with them in times of need. Mahagathbandhan Chief Ministerial Face Tejaswi Prasad Yadav addressed election rallies in Purnia, Araria and Bhagalpur and Baka. He said that NDA leaders are trying to divert people's attention from the real issue of employment. Samajwadi Party President Akhilesh Yadav also addressed a public meeting in Nokha in Rohtas. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated the year-long commemoration of 150 years of the national song Bande Mataram in New Delhi. The Prime Minister also released a commemorative stamp and coin on the occasion. He also launched the portal VandeMataram150.in, where citizens can upload the videos of singing the national song and earn a certificate. Addressing the event at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium in the national capital, Prime Minister Modi hailed Vande Mataram as an expression of devotion and adoration for Mother India. He said the song takes one back to history, fills the present with self-confidence and instills a renewed courage for the future, affirming that any resolve can be fulfilled and there is no goal that cannot be achieved. India today hit out at Pakistan alleging that clandestine and illegal nuclear activities are in keeping with its history that is centered around decades of smuggling, export control violations, secret partnerships and further proliferation. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, India has always drawn the attention of the international community to these aspects of Pakistan's record. He said New Delhi has taken note of US President Donald Trump's comment about Pakistan's nuclear testing in this backdrop.
Clandestine and illegal nuclear activities are in keeping with Pakistan's history that is centered around decades of smuggling, export control violations, secret partnership, AQ Khan network, and further proliferation. India has always drawn the attention of the international community to these aspects of Pakistan's record. In this backdrop, we have taken note of President Trump's comment about Pakistan's nuclear testing.
Typhoon Kalmeghi has now moved westwards towards Cambodia and Laos after tearing through central Vietnam yesterday, with wind speeds reaching up to 149 kilometers per hour. According to the latest reports, the typhoon has killed at least 188 people in the Philippines and 5 in Vietnam. India Meteorological Department IMD has predicted a fall in minimum temperature by 2 to 4 degrees Celsius over central India during the next 48 hours. The weather agency also forecast heavy rainfall at isolated places over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal today. Meanwhile, the air quality in Delhi NCR region continues to be in the very poor category. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, an average air quality index AQI of 310 was recorded this morning. And that is the end of this news bulletin.